On Sunday, October 24th, we have a 12-3 universal date. So we have a double six and a three. This is a very joyful, loving, harmonious, fun, compassionate code. So this will help you to focus on abundance creation and financial flow and any nurturing activities, whether it's with family or clients, any activities that stimulate your imagination, your quest for service. So just beautiful. And also, because of the 12, the learning and the creativity and the ability to tell stories is invoked as well. So this is a wonderful Sunday to have some fun, to connect with those who you care about deeply, and to speak and create uplifting ideas and loving language. So it's a passionate day in so many ways, and it helps you to stay centered in that place of the 24/7 love cycle, if you want to call it that, because 24 reduces to abundance and love and service. Now, today the moon is opposite Venus, and that also is lovely because it gets you in touch with your deepest feelings, and whatever it is that needs to come to the forefront will. And the thing is, because of the numerology code, you will feel nurtured. You will feel a sense of relief because you can love your discoveries and let them go and have them heal. The number six is also connected to healing. So this opposition to Venus is really helpful to resolve tensions, whether they are in intimate relationships or tensions within you, where you're considering something and you're not sure which way to go. And you heal that with doing something that is nurturing and healing for yourself. Focusing on art, music, beautiful scents, and affection will help you keep you emotionally balanced. On Monday, the 25th of October, we have a 13 universal date. These two numbers lend themselves well to serenity and silence and stillness, and yet there's also a real sense of surprises. So the whole point is to be in a place of peace and serenity so that when those surprises appear, you literally can transform them into spiritual awakening experiences. So another thing that is favored today is to rest and work, so to have a balance of both, and to take your inspiration into all your projects, because this divine inspiration that comes from the number 25/7 and 13/4 is going to come out of the blue. It's going to empower you because it appears when you least expect it. And that's where sometimes the most empowering transformation can happen, because you are not in a place of knowing or planning, but in a place of being taken on a journey that you didn't even realize was possible, or were just taken aback by the timing of it. So, again, take time for yourself if possible, and commune with nature if you can, because 25 reduces to 7, and that is the number of nature. The moon is trine to Mars today, and that means you have greater emotional focus and direction. You're conscious of your goals. Your instinct is strong. Everything's naturally firing up with passion and enthusiasm. And yes, you can feel a little impulsive when Mars is activated, so guard against overreacting. But really, this is a day for enterprising small successes. You also, when Mars is activated, long for that independence. And then on Tuesday, the 26th, we have a 14 universal date, which is the number of the messenger, the media number, as I call it, merged with 26/8, which is leadership, abundance, visionary, overcoming obstacles and gaining strength. So taking the lead liberates you to the core. And these unexpected situations that can come from the 14-5 are going to ask you to step up, to be counted, to use your courage to manifest financial flow and manifest more freedom and independence in your life. Flexibility and openness is going to allow you to expand on abundance goals and communicate with a sense of real courage and confidence, and that will connect you to others in a way that really allows you to feel free. It allows you to use that sense of adventure. So the more flexible you are, the more you free up these wonderful opportunities for prosperity to grow and for connections with others to expand. Now, on this day, Venus is square to Neptune. So this means you really must act on your desire to create and connect with Source. That connection is very strong now, and if you don't make that connection and you rely on your lower mind or your ego for answers, you will for sure feel more uncertain and insecure. So it's just a call to action to be extra disciplined about your values, your responsibilities. You know, when there is a square in astrology, it calls you to act on something. You can't sit back and allow life to resolve itself without your input. So you want to guard against being naive or easily impressionable, especially regarding matters of love and matters of finances and spirituality. So channel the energy into unconditional love, tenderness, affection, and abundance generation. Now, on Wednesday, the 27th, we have a code of wise leadership and abundance, which is the alchemy that comes from really being tuned in to the fact that love changes everything. Love heals. So we have a huge love code today. We have a 6 and a 9. These are all numbers of love. And it's really the final of 3 love days in October that we have, where we have a 6 and the 9. So unconditional love and romance infuse your heart and soul. Let go, forgive, forget, and feel with the deepest compassion. Be generous with sharing love by expressing kindness, being helpful, being caring. Nurture others and lead by example. That's the epitome of the number 27, which reduces to 9. So this is also a wonderful day for generating abundance. It's really a big abundance week, actually. So no matter what is going on in the outer world, the financial markets, whatever it is you're looking at, this is an opportunity now for you to find that inner abundance attunement within yourself. Now, the moon is trine to Neptune today, and that focuses on your spiritual origins. And so basically, your origins are from a place of love and light. And this unconditional love helps you understand your own destiny. It helps you awaken your intuition because you feel so connected to the divine. And this is greatly expanded with this trine to the moon. So you can bond with your loved ones in a sweet, caring, tender, loving way. You have more psychic awareness. Delicate matters are understood more easily as your heart expands with love. Your imagination, intuition, and creativity are magnified. Your dreams and fantasies feel very real today. Engage with soul-centered activities like artistic projects, listening to music or creating music, just in general, being creative, using your imagination. Pay attention to your visions. Mystical experiences are very much available to you now. And deep conversations with friends bring a lot of healing. On Thursday, the 28th of October, we have a 16-7 universal date. These are both numbers of the mind, and this is the final of 4 days in October where we have the mind triad activated, the number 1 and 7. So you experience inspired new beginnings. You have spiritual downloads that are easily understood, deciphered, assimilated, and communicated through the mind. So take time for both rest and pay attention on innovation. Read a good book, learn a new skill, and implement. Be open for surprising shifts that inspire an exciting new direction. Venus is sextile Jupiter today, and of course, this is so exciting. Anytime Venus and Jupiter come together, the two benefics in astrology, what a warm and happy transit. It brings harmony, sunshine, optimism. It's a wonderfully social day. You feel fortunate. You feel lucky. You have the sense of generosity and just a natural acceptance to life. And that allows you then to share your heart, to wear your heart on your sleeve. Now, this also really favors financial growth. So it is a weekday. So if you are launching something or working on something, this is a really powerful connection as well. So surround yourself with beauty. You feel good. You feel cheerful. You feel optimistic. And you have an expansive, positive outlook on your future. Romance and dating are wonderfully activated as well. It's a perfect date night. You can heal any disharmony in your relationships easily. Venus governs love and financial flow, and Jupiter governs wealth and expansion. So this planetary meeting expands your ability to attract both. It's a great time to make investments, obviously, and take time out for a holiday break. That's also favored. You feel really, really fortunate. Now, in terms of the investments, if there is anything going on, as may happen with all the changes in the star code, especially the second half of October, just gauge it and see every situation, whether even if it seems quite challenging and negative, as an opportunity to dive in and make lemonade out of lemons, which is what happened in the Great Depression. So really take everything with a grain of salt and still utilize these star codes in a way that your intuition will guide you to do. And then we have Friday, the 29th of October. And on that day, we have a 17-8 universal date. So very powerful days. The 29 reduces to 11, and the 17-8 is the number of immortality. So it's a wonderful day for intimate connections that arise from trusting your intuition, sharing your insights with confidence. You feel connected to your inner visionary. And you can express your innermost ideas and feelings without any excuses. That 11 portal opens today into eternal life and a major expansion of abundance and financial flow. So what you focus on and do today leaves behind a legacy. Now the moon is square to Uranus, so you may feel intense emotional excitability. So today, just be aware that your instincts are very strong, so you can listen first. You can feel that inner serenity. You don't have to, rush into things, even though you may feel like it. So know that energy is moving very quickly at the end of this month as planets are stationing direct. And so the air is being cleared rapidly. So relying on that intuition to keep you grounded is very, very important. On Saturday, the 30th of October, we have the last of 4, 3, 6, 9 triads activated, the triad of self-expression and creation, joy and love. It's fully activated today, and it's a weekend day, so take this time to be creative if you can in some capacity that is joyful. Tune into your imagination or be with kids who are imaginative. Just go beyond where you've never been before. Allow your dreams and musings to carry you to those other dimensions. And trust that you are a divine creator, because that is who you are. So in order to trust that, you have to release what's not supporting that level of trust in who you are at soul level. And that way you will feel uplifted again just by living your life. Right? You won't need external stimulation to feel joy. And if there are any endings because we have a 9 universal date today, then make room for more joy, more love, and embrace those. The sun squares Saturn today, and that really holds you accountable. So when the sun, which is our light and well-being, squares Saturn, responsibilities, boundaries, energy can feel more restricted. However, there's a reason for it. It is to weed out what is no longer useful and to really hone in on everything that is most important. So you'll want to dissipate any tendency to procrastinate, to worry, by working as diligently as you can on projects. Your self-confidence is directly measured by your willingness to work. So don't wait for others to praise you. Get active. Know the seeds that you sow now will return to you exponentially. And then finally, we come to the final day in October, the 31st of October, the number of genius. We only have 7 days a year that resonate to 31. And so it's very exciting when it comes around. So October ends with a code that activates your inner genius, and it does so through the gateway of manifestation. So manifesting out-of-the-box ideas, ideas that go against the grain. You are yearning to manifest something out of the ordinary, something extraordinary. And so you need some time on your own today. And hopefully, because it's a Sunday, you can take that time. Love and light inspire you to take a leap of faith. So stay true to your most powerful asset, which is your intuition. Enjoy basking in new beginnings and new perspectives. Whatever you invest your energy in today, it's going to have a profound impact on your creative and practical life. And as it happens, on a day of genius, we have the planet of genius, Uranus, in a gorgeous trine to the moon. So it totally complements the numerology code. And that means you're inclined towards change, towards making new plans, and surprises will create emotional breakthroughs for you. So act on that instinct, just like the numerology code is suggesting. Be open to unusual experiences. This is a fabulous day to attract abundance and manifest financial flow. Your imagination flows so beautifully today, and you absolutely could have some unusual experiences. And so here we are. We have this heart-centered breakthrough day, and we want to let your genius express itself. So really exciting way to end this incredible month of October when everything shifts. We've really gone beyond the precipice now. We've, you know, turned a corner, and we are about to really awaken to a huge culmination of energies as we move through the rest of the year. So have a really wonderful month. Take everything that you intuitively come across and that your intuition resonates with seriously this month. You need to nurture yourself. You need to take care of yourself and your family. That's the number 6. You want to be true to everything that resonates to love and abundance and security and responsibility. So listen and act accordingly and have the most gorgeous month. And know that next month we will be truly going to new levels of awareness and focus, because we'll have a 5 universal year merged with a 7 universal month. That's going to be incredible energy of change and freedom. So look forward to that, and wish you all the best. Lots of love until we next meet in November.